Did you know that 75% of children have experienced cyberbullying, whether they've been the one bullying, seen it happen to others, or been the victim? The stats for kids encountering inappropriate content online has soared through the roof. Your kids once would have had to enter the red light district to see some of this filth. Now it's available at the tap of a screen and the scroll of a finger. We have to keep our kids safe online, and we have to have the tools necessary to do it. Titania Jordan is a chief marketing officer and chief parent officer of Bark Technologies, an online safety company that helps keep kids safe online and in real life. A renowned thought leader on digital parenting, Titania has contributed to pieces in the Wall Street Journal, Forbes, Huffington Post, Fox Business, Daily Mail, USA Today, Vogue, and more. She also frequently appears as a subject matter expert on nationally broadcasted programs such as The Today Show, Steve Harvey, The Doctors, CBS This Morning, Good Morning America, Fox News, SiriusXM Radio, and CNBC. This is the Counterculture Mom Show. I'm your host, Tina Griffin. Get your seatbelt on as we plunge into the topic of tech with Titania Jordan, Chief Parenting Marketing Officer for Bark. Titania, how you doing, girl?
Hi, I'm tired, honestly, because I have a 13-year-old.
Oh my gosh, you have a 13-year-old. We got to get together for the parenting deal. I've got four kids I homeschool, 13, 12, 10, and 9.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So you're probably more tired than I am.
Well, I have to tell you, my older two boys have helped a lot with my younger two kids when it comes to the homeschooling. So that has helped a ton. But good. I think part aspect, you're tired with your 13-year-old child. It's tough, but you also have been doing nonstop interviews. I know your schedule's jam-packed. Is it because a lot of people out there are asking for your expertise on tech info, since a lot of people are wanting to know what's safe, what isn't around holiday time?
It really ramps up starting in September with back to school and doesn't let up until around February, because there's the, I'm going to give my kid a device thought process. What do I need to know? Then they give it around the holidays, and then they have the, oh no, what have I done? And so it's, yes, it's ramping up.
Unbelievable. Now, when you're not busy and tired, you are trying to make the world a safer place for kids, of course. You enjoy duetting with your 12-year-old on TikTok, crafting custom handmade jewelry, and searching for the perfect smoothie. I'm just going to come over and we can be tired together looking for a smoothie recipe. But let's dive in deep here to technology. Parents are going out there trying to figure out what tech gadget is safe, getting one and then saying, oh my gosh, like you said, what have I done? How can I keep them safe on it? What would you say is the most important thing to know when parenting in a tech world today?
The most important thing for any parent listening right now to know is that relationships trump everything. You have got to have a solid relationship with your children and talk about the toughest topics from a very young age and at a much more frequent rate than your parents spoke about with you. Because our kids are introduced to those things so much earlier than you might think and so much more frequently. And they're not going to tell you about it, either out of shame or maybe they just don't know that they need to. And they certainly don't want to surface something to you and then you take away their device, right? That's how they connect with others. That's how they receive entertainment. So they don't want to lose that access. So you need to be plugged in, empathetic, and build that relationship with your child.
And then the other aspect you've got is when you have several children, all of them might be reached and, you know, you have to talk to them differently and handle them differently. So you got all that multi-business. You know, I'm tired talking about this business, but we have to do it. I'm already thinking, oh my gosh, there's a big hit list here. So can you go over these top ways to protect our child's personal data online? I thought this was key. Can you read these off for our listeners?
Sure. Yeah, there's four top tips for protecting your children's personal data online. The first is to make their profiles private. Your children should not have public accounts. The second is to make sure they're following the age requirements for the apps. Easier said than done. Way too many kids join Snapchat, Instagram, TikTok, etc. under the age of 13, but they really, really should wait. Number three, make sure that you are going into the apps and devices that your children are accessing and looking at the settings. There are plenty of free options that you can utilize 2, make the devices and tech safer. Number 4, eliminate personal information from their accounts and profiles. So many kids have, you know, in their bio, the year they're going to graduate high school, or they share photos with their sports jersey on, so you know where they play sports and where they go to school. Don't do that. Think about what can be inferred from a photo and make sure that nobody can target where you live, where your kids go to school, or anything like that.
Wow, that's like way beyond just blurring out the face that a lot of parents do. That is so important. I never even thought about that before. Unbelievable. Okay, you were featured in the documentary Childhood 2.0, an eye-opening look into the digital lives of our children. Everybody, check this out. Here's the trailer.
A long time ago, families were in communities. They were local, they were small.
I was born in the very depths of the Great Depression. I was put to work carrying wood, carrying water. I knew how to shell peas, I knew how to break beans. We still didn't have electricity.
I have 2 Instagram accounts.
I use Instagram, Snapchat.
Instagram, Snapchat, and TikTok.
TikTok and Fortnite.
I can just scroll for hours on end.
11 hours a day.
It's been 8, 9.
Maybe like 12.
It's actually been a way that we can keep track of them out there in the real world where things really are scary.
The lives of kids were sort of changing slowly for a while. And then all of a sudden, most kids were able to get on social media, and that's when everything skyrocketed.
The rates at which they're experiencing problems continues to increase.
We also know that the teen suicide rate increased 56%.
Last year alone, we received over 18 million reports of international and domestic online child sexual abuse.
We have traded a false sense of safety and security for actually putting our kids in riskier situations.
I call it the race to the bottom of the brainstem. So it starts with techniques like pull to refresh.
Pretty much every guy has like an addiction to it, but no one talks about it.
But it's just faster now, and it's younger.
Well, yeah, like nudes of girls go around the school all the time.
At the beginning of the year, there were multiple suicides before school even started.
There were men that wanted to talk to children at all hours of the day and night.
Please be shut.
On Snapchat, one thought it'd be a funny idea to talk the other one into committing suicide, and she did it. She's dead.
After about 6 weeks, we're able to crack his phone.
Kids right now are going to experience the worst of what we're going through.
I'm a little nervous.
The first time.
Do you think your parents know that this happens?
No.
My kid won't do that. My kid would never. My kid's school isn't like that. You're wrong.
Because what they see, they feel neurologically compelled to do.
Right now, we're effectively living in an experiment. How is this going to affect us? We'll find out.
That was phenomenal. So well done. A must needed. Everyone watch this. We'll make sure that this link is in the show notes resource section surrounding this episode. Just go to counterculturemom.com, click on this video with Titania, and you will see this resource link. All right, girl, what is BARC? Can you break that down for us?
Sure. BARC is technology that I use myself and has helped me even today. But beyond me, because the show's not all about me, BARC is tech that helps protect over 6 million children across the globe. And what it does is it connects to your children's devices and accounts, social media, text messaging, email, iPhones, Android, you name it. It connects to their devices and accounts, analyzes the content and the context, sends you, the parent, an alert if there is a potential problem. And then not only are we going to send you the potential problem, but we're also going to give you best recommended next steps for how to address. How do you talk to your child about suicidal ideation or pornography exposure or online grooming or bullying? It's not easy, and we're here to help.
Okay, so you're telling me that if I had BARC, you would notify me if there's something that stands out that's important, red flag-ish. We will say, oh my gosh, my kid looked up something about cutting. Are they doing a research paper? Let's hope. If not, and they're thinking about cutting or they are currently cutting, you then followed up with the solutions on where we can go to get help for that situation.
Exactly. Here's how to talk to your kids about cutting.
Gosh. Yeah. That is phenomenal. We got to join forces more than just this interview. It's all I got to say. I'm not even joking. Oh my gosh. I've been talking about these topics for 20 some years around the globe. About all these topics, suicide, cutting, sex, drugs, alcohol, all of it. This
all
is
of it.
phenomenal. I've always loved Bark, but I'm understanding more today exactly how you work. So if you have a family with 3 or 4 kids, let's say, what I know parents listening to this show right now are thinking, oh my gosh, am I going to get 14 alerts every day times 4 children? So how does that part work? Do you, now if you have a problem child, that might happen, but how often do you text us? How do we get notified exactly? What do you constitute red flag and nope, they're just doing some research?
Yeah, you can actually toggle the severity that you want to be alerted to. A lot of families, when they first get Bark, want to see everything, right? Including profanity. And after a while you realize, oh, that's so cute. Let's turn that off.
Oh my gosh.
I just want to be alerted to the most severe things. So it's really up to you how much you want to see, how many alerts you want to get. You can even customize your alerts to not continue to alert you about something. An example of that really quick. My son is in a fantasy football league or whatever you call it with his friends. There's a lot of trash talking in there. A lot of Bark alerts. I chose to ignore that conversation because it was just too much.
Yeah, that's just wild. You know, I'm telling people too, for different devices that you, or apps that you can put for blocking out certain content in movies and TV shows. In some of these shows today, all you have is the credits that would roll and that's about it. You know, everything else is pretty much, oh, we saw 3 seconds in there and that's about it. There's a TV show. Just ridiculous. I'm trying to tell kids, get off these tech gadgets, be safe with Bark while you're on it. Parents, watch out, be alert, know what's going on with your kids, and then go create some positive entertainment. You know, use your tech gadgets to pump some positive stuff back out there on the store shelves for us to get this Christmas season.
As a parent, you never want to see your child struggling with suicidal thoughts. But today, the threat is hidden deep within their phones. Suicide is the second leading cause of death for kids, and cyberbullying makes this threat a much more present reality. That's why I rely on Bark. Built by parents, for parents, Bark's award-winning dashboard monitors text messages, emails, and over 30 different apps and platforms for potential safety concerns. When Bark detects a digital danger, I receive automatic alerts so that I can deal with problems as they arise, while still respecting my son's privacy by not having to read through every single message. Bark even delivers research-backed recommendations on dealing with the issue. This helps me and my son work together, trust each other, and build a deeper bond. The screen time management and web filtering tools help me set healthy limits on how and when my kids use their devices. Plus, their data is always protected and private, giving me further peace of mind. To date, Bark has helped protect millions of children while detecting tens of thousands of severe self-harm situations. You know, we spend so much every month just trying to keep ourselves entertained, but I find real value by investing in my son's wellness and safety. Bark brings us closer together.
I'm gonna start crying, literally. This is absolutely needed in every single home around America. Tell us some success stories and lives that were spared and people that are alive walking God's green earth today because of Bark.
I flew out to Denver, Colorado to speak with a family, a beautiful family, a mom named Laura, her son Sam. Sam's 13. He was struggling with suicidal ideation. He was looking up on Google, you know, how to kill yourself. And his mom didn't know. And his mom is a wonderful, dialed in, loving, loving mom and had a great relationship with Sam, but she still didn't know because a lot of times we just don't know what's happening in our kids' digital worlds.
Yep.
So she got a Bark alert for severe suicidal content and was able to get Sam the help that he needed. And essentially Bark saved Sam's life. And those are her words and Sam's words, not mine. And that's just one example. We have so many examples of how Bark has impacted families' lives for the better.
Really, I want to say this interview is over because it's a no-brainer for me. I have met so many parents through 2 decades of speaking where their child isn't walking around today because their child did commit suicide, was killed by a classmate. It's just unbelievable. Your info is so needed all over our globe today. It's a no-brainer. We're going to be back to talk more about Bark, the tech, the resources, all of it right after this.
With all of the recent changes in the political and financial markets, there has never been a better time than right now to invest in silver and gold. When governments simply print billions of dollars in paper money in hopes of solving financial shortfalls, you know that it is time to buy and hold assets of true and lasting value. Free information is available to you right now by calling 888-747-3309. Whether you are a new investor or you're interested in preserving the value of your retirement accounts, we make it easy for you to make smart decisions for your financial future. The specialists at Cornerstone are here to serve you, work to satisfy your retirement goals, and communicate with respect. Call us right now at 888-747-3309. That's 888-747-3309. Or visit us online at cornerstoneassetmetals.com. That's cornerstoneassetmetals.com.
The International Labor Organization recently reported the number of people trafficked globally has risen from 40 million to 50 million in the last 5 years. Most are women and children bought, sold, or traded into sex trafficking. Rescue One Global, a faith-based nonprofit, answered the call to fight for those enslaved in the U.S., Thailand, and the Philippines. Their mission is to prevent the victimization of at-risk populations, rescue those trapped, and restore survivors through their multiple global recovery initiatives, including providing emergency shelter and residential programs. Rescue One has served nearly 800 survivors from newborn to the elderly and provided over 14,000 therapeutic services because of faithful partners like you. To make your tax-deductible gift, text TINA to 44321. That's TINA to the number 44321. Let's rescue more lives together.
Hey, just a quick reminder that there are so many options to tune into this Counterculture Mom program. Let your family and friends know the Counterculture Mom show is on many major podcast platforms. SiriusXM, Family Talk Channel 131, 600 radio stations nationwide, such as CSN, AFR, and Salem Radio, and over 20 TV networks and about 20 audio platforms. To find out more, download the Counterculture Mom app or go to counterculturemom.com and don't miss an episode. All right, that was absolutely phenomenal. Once again, needed all over the place around this globe. What are some other resources for parents? I understand you can block apps with Bark. We have Zoom, Spotify, podcast, TikTok, Instagram, Google Docs. Can you expand on this? How does this exactly work?
Oh my goodness. And that's just a snippet. There are so many apps and categories and websites that you can block or allow. In fact, there's a place in the dashboard where you enter the website that you want to block or allow. So really that we could talk forever about the options there. It's not only does Bark monitor and alert you to potential problematic content and people, but it also allows you to manage screen time, block certain apps, filter out certain content, and even help you keep tabs on your child's location too with check-ins.
Okay, can you explain how that works?
Sure. So right now on my smartphone, I open the Bark app and I go to my son's profile and I click the request check-in button. He gets a notification on his phone, says, "Hey, mom wants to know where you are." And he presses a button and it sends his location to me.
That's fantastic. No matter how far he is?
I mean, we haven't tested it like, you know,
Antarctica or something. You're, you know, on a cruise ship. I see you just saying, no, if he's that far away, we got problems. You've got bigger problems, right? Here's why I love what you've got. It's not just keeping them safe when they're on tech and you being alerted if they happen to surf on something that's unsafe. It might just be, you know how stuff bombards YouTube, all that stuff. We're not even looking for it. It's coming our direction. It's ridiculous. But with the world of sex trafficking, and we have Sex Trafficking Awareness Month coming up in January, have a whole host of guests lined up for that. Phenomenal insight. We've got kids that literally could be put in dangerous situations, knowingly or unknowingly, that Bark could help save lives as well by just you finding out where your child is and where they're located. But the other side of things, you have a Bark phone out there. So students could call law enforcement, a parent through a Bark phone, correct?
Yes, the Bark phone is a game changer. I'm so thankful to the team that has worked so hard to make this a reality before the holiday season. It's going to be the safest smartphone option for kids, and not only for kids, but for teenagers. And it's amazing how it will be able to grow with kids as they do get more responsibility and more autonomy. A lot of times, at least today, when you would buy a kid's phone, it doesn't expand. It's the kid's phone. And yes, at some point, kids don't want the kid's phone. So really excited to have a fully functional, amazing camera, Samsung A13 phone, all the bells and whistles.
So would you say, is there a recommended age for giving your child a smartphone?
That is such a good question. There is not. And what I will say to that is, I have never heard a parent say, I should have given my child a smartphone earlier than I did.
Yes.
Never heard that. Flip side, I have heard way too many parents say, I did it too soon. And I myself have felt that same way. I should have waited. So trust your gut. If you feel it's not time, that's okay. Don't let your kid peer pressure you because they feel peer pressure to get a smartphone. I will also say that if your child is actually literally the only child in the grade, let's say they're a junior in high school and they don't have a smartphone and everybody else does, you might want to let them have one. But again, you know your child, you know their mental health, you know their influences, you know their heart, and really it's up to you. So don't be the first, but also don't be the last.
Absolutely. And by getting them a bark phone, you can test the waters to see how responsible they are with your gadget in their hands. They become safe and know how to use it well. You then can loosen the reins a little bit more. They now know how to swim in that basic kiddie pool, and now they're ready for the deep sea diving.
You will not regret using Bark. The insights that you will get about your child's digital life and the potential life-saving capabilities that it has is worth it. You use a seatbelt, you wear a bike helmet, you wear sunscreen. If your kids have tech, they need Bark.
Absolutely, and we're going to find out what kind of code and discount you gave our crowd right after a word from our sponsors.
Have you ever wanted to start a charity or ministry? Launching a nonprofit can be time-consuming, expensive, and overwhelming. If you have a vision and mission, but don't know where to start or how to raise donations, Capstone Legacy Foundation is your solution. Their ministry charity project allows you to receive tax-free donations without the expense and hassle of forming your own 501c3, and in less than 48 hours. This ministry partnership fund is exactly how Counterculture Ministries got its start, and we grew quickly. Capstone Legacy Foundation handles all your legal and accounting paperwork, allowing you time to develop the ministry and message God gave you. Call Capstone today at 610-688-8890 or check out capstonelegacy.org for more information and tell them Tina sent you. Partner with Capstone Legacy Foundation to transform our culture for Christ and get your nonprofit started today.
Hi. This is Kevin Sorbo, and I want to introduce you to Equipping the Persecuted and their important work in Nigeria. The mission of Equipping the Persecuted is, as the name states, to equip our brothers and sisters in any way that we can. People in Nigeria are suffering at the hand of terrorists for their faith in Jesus. Sadly, very little is being done to create a lasting solution. That's where we step in. Our goal is to protect, rebuild, and strengthen families in both body and spirit. We are prepared with the resources necessary to respond after an attack. We provide medical aid, food, and a team to pray and comfort victims. Our persecuted brothers and sisters need your help. Take action today with a monthly gift of $20 or more at equippingthepersecuted.org. That's equippingthepersecuted.org. Thank you for your time.
Titania, you were fantastic, and you also offered a killer deal for our people tuning in here today. It's a no-brainer, everybody. Get this gift for yourself. Sign up for Bark today. You can get your kids protected and safe as they navigate the digital world. And while you're there, be sure to check out their new phone once again. Use code TINA to get 10% off of any of Bark's app subscriptions. Oh, yeah. Code TINA, T-I-N-A, at checkout to get 10% off of any of Bark's app subscriptions at bark.us. Last but not least, you wrote a phenomenal book. Everybody needs to know about it. It is called Parenting in a Tech World. A Handbook for Raising Kids in the Digital Age. Phenomenal book for Christmas this year. Get the Bark phone, download the app, be set. So no matter what kind of tech gadgets come down the chimney this year, your kids will be safe. Titania, any last words of wisdom? Unbelievable.
We're the first generation of parents that are having to parent in a tech world. We're figuring it out as we go.
Everybody needs to know exactly how to stay safe on tech. So share this episode with your loved ones. Go to counterculturemom.com. Watch show tab at the top. Click on it and watch all four episodes this week. Your mind will be blown. Thank you so much, girl, for jumping on. I'll let you go get out there and save more lives. Thank you for working so hard with Bark and their team. Give them a high five from us.
I will. Thank you so much. Take care.